This is 89.1 WEMU and happy Public Radio Music Day. The United States Congress has declared today Public Radio Music Day. It's to recognize the local and nationwide value of public radio music stations. As you well know, WEMU is your source for jazz and blues and so much more. Among the most important things we do is work with local musicians and give them an outlet for their talent in a place where they can be heard and reach you. And you find them at any number of WEMU events throughout the year. This year, so far, has been quite different for you, for WEMU, and certainly for those who make a living recording and playing that live music. Coronavirus has simply changed everything. On the other end of our phone line is the man responsible for the music you're hearing right now. He's performed at a good number of WEMU events. He is internationally recognized for his astounding jazz, blues, and boogie-woogie mastery of the joy box. His name is Mark Braun, but you know him as Mr. B. Thank you so much for the time and taking time out for us today. I do appreciate it.
Oh, David, you're so welcome. Thanks for thinking of all of the musicians. Thanks to Congress. I don't say that too often.
That's funny. How have you been holding up during this extended stay-at-home period?
Oh, I've been holding up just fine. Just fine, David. I mean, I'm just so reluctant to register any kind of complaint or difficulty in lieu of just, you know, a general awareness of everybody's difficulties. So I'm just reluctant to draw any attention to that, but I'm holding up just fine. Thank you. How are you?
You know what? We continue to work and put forth all that we can and try and keep people connected in a time where all of us feel a little bit isolated in one way or another. But you know what? We are managing our way through, and I do think people are engaged. They are feeling somewhat connected as the situation allows for. And one of the great responsibilities we have is to keep people engaged with the folks that make the music. And that is, of course, you. What does a day in the life of Mr. B look like in relative isolation?
Well, we are fortunate, Wendy and myself, that we live outside of the city where we have quite a lot of space around us. We're both outdoor people. So that's another advantage that we're enjoying right now. So we're outdoors a lot and are able to be pretty active without endangering anybody else or coming too close to anybody else. So we get a lot of exercise. Wendy's training for a marathon, and I follow her around and do my bicycle rides, and we do this and that. And we're also able to work a little bit, although at a hugely diminished scale out in my wood shop. You might know that I'm also a a carpenter and a furniture maker. So I still have a little bit of work out there, but not nearly as much as I ordinarily would. So we have some things that we can do. But as it relates to the music, what's been happening for me, as I think you probably know, and maybe part of the reason you've asked me to do this, is I've been, like so many other musicians, I've been just kind of trying to learn the ropes of reaching out through social media. And in my case, I've been doing every weekday at 5:30 p.m. a happy half hour live at the Hive, the Beehive. And we do a Facebook live stream that lasts a half an hour each and every weekday. So we do it quite often, a lot more often than most musicians have been choosing to do it. And what that means, to finally answer your question for me, is that I'm spending a little bit more time during the day than I would otherwise to revisit some music, to listen to music for inspiration that I haven't listened to in a while, to learn new material and present new material to people that I've never learned or presented before. So it allows me a little bit more time in that regard. And if there's a silver lining, it's probably that maybe one of them for me is that it's given me ample opportunity to practice and study and learn and present new material to people however I can do it.
Now, three months ago, Mr. B, could you have fathomed that this is what your live performance schedule would look like, 5:30 every afternoon from your living room?
Oh, my God, no, it never, of course it never entered my wildest imaginings. Absolutely not, David, never. And again, so since I promised to limit my woe is me chatter, since Congress has deemed our output important enough to be recognized for a day, I guess I'll feel emboldened enough to say that this particular month that we're in right now was for me my most important month of the year by a huge order of magnitude. So I have a festival that I hope a lot of our listeners know about, that would have been in its 23rd year this year.
At the Arc, right?
Yeah, at the Arc, but also we were up to 6 venues this year. So we are up in Flint, we're in Monroe, we're in Detroit, we're in Commerce Township. So we're at the Arc, of course, and, you know, bringing pianists from Italy and France, and we were going to bring back out this year Sugar Child Robinson, which was, I was so excited to bring him out and provide our audiences the opportunity to give him some affection and recognition for his early musical life. We can talk about that more later if you have time, or I invite people to go ahead and just go on YouTube and look up Sugar Child Robinson and see what an extraordinary young talent he was way back in the 1940s. And he's still living in Detroit. Many people are amazed to know that. And he was going to be part of all our events. So the long and short of it is that, yeah, when you ask, can I imagine what my days would be like, they would be just filled with excitement right now, getting sponsorships from the many, many local businesses that help support and help me produce this concert series. It would be filled with preparing to receive these people into town and make sure they're well taken care of and that they enjoyed their experience and that they came out to perform for the Ann Arbor audiences. And, of course, you know, I will say carefully that after 23 years and struggling with it in the early years in some ways, that it's become an important, you know, part of my annual livelihood and my existence as a musician to be able to sustain. And of course, just like all the other musicians, I'm no different. That's just all vanished. It's just that this particular timing seemed really cruel to me. So that takes me back to that happy half hour, and I'm just trying to learn the ways, because I've also have to admit that, and I can see my agent just shaking her head right now at me right through the phone, but I was very slow to engage with social media. It didn't come very naturally to me. I didn't was not very disciplined about engaging, never really enjoyed the process, and not paying the price a little bit now, because, of course, that takes a long time to develop a following in that way. So I'm paying that price a little bit now, but I have a really dedicated group of people that are checking in on me, and they range from quite a distance. I have someone that from Switzerland that's on almost every day, someone from Italy, some from France, several from California, and people out east and down south in Florida. So I have a small, dedicated group of people that I'm trying to expand now that tune in every day and just try to help me share in the process.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Mr. B continues on Public Radio Music Day. Now, as you've made quite clear, musicians make music. It's at the heart of what you all do. So you can make that music at home. You can play that music at home. But when you're putting on these performances, it's in front of that electronic audience, that social media audience. How different is that for you, and what do you miss most about the live interaction?
Ooh, that's just a really, really great question. So I'm slow to get comfortable with this. I've not gone back and looked at any 1 second of any of these that I've done now. And just yesterday we completed our 21st episode. So we've been doing it quite a lot. But so I'm someone that just loves playing music for people, in front of people, and gauging their reaction and feeling really at ease of shifting gears on a moment's notice based on what I'm feeling back from the audience, you know, in terms of a piece of music that I choose to play, a remark I might make, responding to a question that might be asked. In other words, it's really integral to what I do to be part of a give and take, and that's been really hard for me to try to get to feel through this mechanism. That combined with, and I'm sure a lot of other particularly older musicians like myself, yes, I did just say that, we're a little slow to pick up on some of the technical aspects of how this can function well. And so it was only until a couple of days ago, I have to laugh at myself, that Wendy and I figured out an efficient way for me to actually even see the comments that are coming in while I'm playing, which has made it a little bit more interactive. I really enjoy that a lot. Yesterday was really kind of the first day that has kicked in. But it's hard to feel comfortable. It's hard to feel like you're part of a group, which even if you're the focal point of the group as a performer, you're part of the group. And you're part of the way that group expresses a feeling. And when you're distant from the group, there's a lag time that can't be overcome for me, especially when you're doing it for a length of time. I've seen some videos that have been put up by, you know, very largely celebrated, you know, really very, very famous musicians, where they'll just put up one song and they'll just play their song and say thank you and go away. But if you're going to be in front of the camera for a length of time and they're trying to create that feeling, it's slow for me. It's slow to come. I'm just now starting to get comfortable. But it looks as if I might have ample opportunity because, you know, none of us really know what to expect. But there's been a lot of conversation about this lasting longer than we
and we don't let them know what the new normal will look like on the other side either. So,
no, absolutely.
Well, it's not the same. WEMU's music host will make sure the entirety of our audience gets to hear local musicians. When the time is right, we'll help make sure you get to see them live, too. And on this congressionally designated Public Radio Music Day, Mark, we'll commit to maintaining our mission of supporting jazz and blues and the local musicians that make this one of the best music communities in the country. Thank you for being a big part of that.
Oh, David, thanks so much to WEMU for years and years and years of everything you've done for all of us local musicians. I hope I'm speaking for all of us when I say that we have needed and will need your support. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak, and thank you for doing everything you do down there. And folks, tune in, please, to MRB Piano on Facebook any weekday at 5:30. I'll be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mark Braun, Mr. B, on 89.1 WEMU on Public Radio Music Day.